With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The upcoming memorial honoring Charlie Kirk will have Super Bowl-level security, according to officials familiar with the preparations. Former Congressman and author John Campbell told the Salem Radio Network this week he and others were greatly impacted by Kirk's killing.
There are people who think that this will all pass in a few weeks. I don't think so. The press, the leftist press, wants it to pass. I was impacted tremendously. I didn't sleep for two nights. I mean, I couldn't sleep. I was so rocked and so devastated.
The memorial for Kirk, who was killed while speaking at a college event, will be held at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. That's where the NFL's Arizona Cardinals normally play their games on Sundays. In the wake of Kirk's death, some Americans have lost their jobs for their social media posts, often saying mean things about Kirk and mocking the fact that he was killed. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about the broader issue of free speech and when it's crossing the line.
When you incite people to commit violence, then you are impinging on my freedom of speech, because if I don't feel safe expressing myself because I know that you're going to come for me or my family or attack my house or something like that, then I'm going to be less inclined to speak out. Because
the Senate rejecting two competing measures to keep the government up and running.
Democrats voted against the funding bill, demanding restoration of Medicaid support and action to extend subsidies under the Affordable Care Act that are now set to expire at the end of the year. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Access to high-quality, affordable health care is a right, and Democrats are on the floor of the House of Representatives vindicating that right at all times.
Appropriations Committee Chairman Tom Cole responds.
Got exactly what you asked for. You asked for a clean CR. You got a clean CR.
And that report from Bernie Bennett. This is SRN News. New poll shows Christians are more than happy to agree to disagree about supporting President Trump.
Evangelicals are one of Mr. Trump's key blocks of support, but not every Christian in America voted for him. And a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that most believers don't have any problem with that. The survey reveals that 80% of self-described Christians say that followers of Christ can disagree about the president. 11% say opposing him is fundamental to being a Christian, while 7% say supporting him is fundamental. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition is going strong on one tiny Greek island. There are more than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared for by private families, as they have in some cases for centuries. The room-sized structures, mostly Orthodox, and a couple of hundred Catholic are set up on rocky hillsides. This is SRN News. Day and night will get equal time for a brief moment as the equinox arrives.
The Earth will experience about the same amount of day and night on Monday when the autumnal equinox arrives. From there, the northern hemisphere will plunge into fall as nights get ever longer, and the southern hemisphere will head to summer. Solstices are the opposite. They happen in December and March when the Earth is tilted most strongly toward or away from the sun. So day and night are very different lengths. Keith Peters, Washington.
Still mourning the loss of its co-founder and leader, Turning Point USA is now looking to the future. Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA. She's the unanimous choice of the group's board of directors. And they announced that Erica Kirk will be the new CEO and chair of the board. The announcement adds that in prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives that that's what he wanted. This is SRN News.